an appeal to our churches throughout the United States. St. Helena, California, January 20, 1910. An appeal to our churches throughout the United States, dear brethren and sisters. I wish to make an appeal to you in behalf of the work in Portland, Maine. The believers in Portland are endeavoring to complete the building of a suitable house of worship, and unless they receive help from their brethren and sisters, they will be greatly embarrassed. The city of Portland was remarkably blessed by God in the early days of the message. At that time, able ministers preached the truth of the soon coming of the Lord, giving a startling warning of the near approach of the end of all things. In halls, in meeting houses, and in private houses, the mighty power of God was revealed in the messages born. The light of the Lord shone from one end of the city to the other. Meetings were appointed in various sections of the city, and the genuine work of the Holy Spirit was evidenced. The first and second angels' messages sounded all through Portland, and the city was greatly moved. Many were converted to the truth of the Lord's soon coming, and the glory of the Lord was revealed in a remarkable manner. In the city of Portland, the Lord ordained me as his messenger, and here my first labors were given to the cause of present truth. After a period of despair, the blessed Savior revealed to me his love and brought joy and happiness to my soul. When I was but a child, the Lord placed upon me a burden for souls. I worked earnestly for the conversion of my playmates, and at times ministers of some of the churches would send for me to bear testimony before their congregations. After the great disappointment, the Lord revealed himself to me in a special manner and bade me bear his messages to the people. For years I have cherished a hope that I might once more speak to the people in Portland. This hope was realized at the camp meeting held last July in a favorable place in Portland. Elder Haskell and several other experienced ministers were present. Day after day, the large tent was well filled with earnest people. The Spirit of the Lord came upon me and gave me power to make appeals to the people. The last Sunday afternoon, every seat in the tent was full, and in order to accommodate all who came, it was necessary to bring all the available chairs from the tents of the campers. We had one of the most solemn meetings that I have attended for years. After a discourse attended by the manifest power of the Holy Spirit, nearly the entire congregation aroused, pledging themselves to search the Scriptures and to follow the light of the Word of God. As a result of this camp meeting and of the efforts that followed, some have taken hold of the truth. I am now urging that a strong effort be put forth to give the last message of warning to the city of Portland, Maine. Let the third angel's message be proclaimed from one end of the city to the other. It is right that there should be a commodious house of worship in the city of Portland. Our brethren there have done well in securing a piece of land favorably situated between the business part of the city and the great park called the Deering's Oaks. While I was in Portland, I saw the beginning that had been made on their church building, the first meeting house to be erected in that city by Seventh-day Adventists. I encouraged the brethren to go ahead with the work of building as rapidly as possible, and promised that I would do what I could to raise means to help in its erection. The building is now erected, but is not finished in the interior. Our people are now meeting in the basement. While not one penny should be expended unnecessarily in the erection of this church building, no second-class work should be done. It is planned to use the basement of the church for church school purposes. This is right, that provision may be made by which our children can be guarded from the evils that prevail in the public schools. If this plan is carried out, the basement will have to be well finished, and this cannot be done without means. The city of Portland must not now be neglected. This meeting house should be completed and furnished. Work must be opened in different sections of our cities. The various lines of work should be courageously carried forward by different companies of workers. The grace of God will accompany the effort, and the light of truth will be given in clear, straight lines. This work should go forward without delay.
The Lord has given instruction that the work of uplifting the banner of truth in the eastern states must now go forward with new power, and that the vigor of healthy, devoted labor shall be given to those cities where the first and second angels' messages were preached. Portland has been especially pointed out as a place that should be labored for without delay. This city has been especially noticed by the God of Israel. Should we not unite our efforts to have there a house of worship that is worthy of the notice of the people? I invite our churches throughout the states to lend a helping hand. It has been proposed by friends of this enterprise that I make an appeal to our churches throughout the states, asking each church member to make a donation of 10 cents for the erection of this meeting house in Portland. It was thought that such a small offering would scarcely be felt by the givers, while if all our churches united in giving, a sufficient sum would be raised to enable the believers in Portland to go forward and complete their meeting house. Let all the churches, large and small, have a part in the work. Let the children, as well as the older members of the Lord's family, have a share in it. We ask you in the name of the Lord to do what you can. I pray that this may be the beginning of a work that will result in the extension of a knowledge of the truth for this time throughout the state of Maine.